Krista Detour has been called an artist of rare ability and a deep poetic gift. And the Boston Herald has said all songwriters should be this good. But she would say that songwriting can be formulaic, it can be tedious, and sometimes it can be miraculous. She stopped by the WFIU studios to talk about her craft.
My name is Krista Detour, and I'm a singer-songwriter from Bloomington, Indiana.
Paris wasn't lit the way I thought it would be lit. A photograph or two.
I think probably of myself more as a lyricist than a melody writer. Some songs come in a whirlwind, and they're down and they're on paper and the whole thing is finished in an hour and I wouldn't change anything. And then there are some songs that I struggle with for years where I don't have the word. And sometimes 3 years later I'll stumble on the right word or the right phrase. I think you can teach anyone to write a song. Can you teach someone to write a great song? The one thing that I can do as someone who instructs people is lay out a framework that allows a kind of fill in the blanks for somebody who's never written one. So, you know, give me the name of your favorite pet, or give me your favorite color, or give me some memory. If I laid out a framework for you in verse, chorus, you could write a song. It might not be a song that you'd want to submit to the Grammy nominating committee, or it might not be something that you would even necessarily perform in public, but maybe on the second or third or fifth or 20th time, you might. It's an interesting time to be a writer. Everything is really, it's such a wide open creative playing field. There's so many fine writers out right now that aren't necessarily writing a hooky, catchy anything. They're writing this really beautiful ambient stuff that somebody like Bon Iver, right? I love listening to it, but I can't give you the name of a song of his. I can't give you a melody or a hook line. I can just give you my recollection of the feeling. I have minutes where I think, how many new musical phrases can there be that are within the realm of pleasing, listenable, evocative, human? And I do ask myself from time to time, especially in the market that I play in, under this gigantic folk umbrella, hasn't it already all pretty much been said? Then I remind myself of that, the head of the patent office years and years and years ago in the early part of the 20th century, who essentially wanted to shut down the U.S. patent office because everything that could be invented had been invented. And I think, okay, don't be short-sighted then. So in those minutes when I do start to question why I didn't go to law school and why I, especially in this time of the world, you know, and, you know, the notion of chasing down fame seems so myopic when there's so much, we're facing so much. I have those minutes, I think it's all been said. Anyway, go to Africa and go do something meaningful. But I think chasing down art, if you have any calling for it, is always a worthwhile effort. It's always worth it. And someone's life is made slightly better for a minute. That's valid. So yeah, even though I think a lot of it's been done, I'm still doing it.
She looked like a drifter who had washed up on the shore. Dress of seaweed hanging on her, dripping water on my floor. Another traveler in a winter, I suppose. Get some warm clothes.
Krista Detour is currently on tour in Italy. You can see her in concert closer to home on Saturday, May 19th at the Ivy Tech John Waldron Arts Center Auditorium as part of the Time Travels Intergenerational Songwriter Storyteller Minifest. Learn more on our website, wfiu.org/arts.